This is Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. In my parish, I recently had a missionary priest visiting me, and he said that he worked in a very small and poor village in Africa. I asked him to tell me a little bit about it, and he said, you know, they don't have any television. In fact, they don't have any electricity. They don't have any malls, shopping centers, centers of entertainment, or theaters. And I was listening to him describe all of this, and then I asked him what I later found out was a rather silly question. I said, you know, those people must go to bed very early, don't they? And he said to me, oh no, they go to bed very late. And I said, oh really, what do they do? And he said, they sit around and talk with each other. They share stories with each other about life, about their experiences, about their thoughts. They pass on the family traditions from one generation to the next. They teach their children and their grandchildren the lessons of life. And as I listened to this, brothers and sisters, I began to ask myself, who are the really poor people? In so many countries and so many societies in our world, we have so much. We have so much entertainment. We have so many possessions. We have so many things that take our attention and delight our senses and our imagination. But are we poor because we don't pay attention to the people around us? Aren't we poor if we hardly know the people we live with? If we hardly know our own relatives? Aren't we poor if we don't have the time to sit and to listen and to share and to communicate with each other? There's nothing evil about a television in itself, but in so many families, hasn't it become a barrier between people actually communicating and getting to know each other? Isn't it the same with the newspaper? Are we using the newspaper to find out about what's going on in the world? Or are we using it to escape from the people around us? Let us not be poor. Let us be rich in how we approach one another and open ourselves to each other and share our lives. Let us spend more time communicating and speaking to each other. Let us take an example from the poor village in Africa where the people stay up very late, where they get to know each other, love each other, and share their faith and their lives together. May God bless you.